one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. In just a moment, we will have breaking news on the Rochester Lancers from Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Call your friends, call your mama, tell them to tune in. You don't want to miss this very important news and announcement from Soccer Sam in just a moment. We'll also wrap up our coverage of the 2015 Women's World Cup as we speak with Michael Lewis, who covered the final match live in Vancouver as the U.S. took home the World Cup championship. And we'll also get comments from former U.S. international and Western New York Flash captain Brittany Taylor about the U.S. win and the Flash's big match coming up in Seattle on Saturday. At 7 p.m., Michael Garzy of the undefeated Rochester Rhinos talk about the goalless draw against Charleston and the two important matches the team has this week at home against FC Montreal on Wednesday and in Toronto against Toronto FC 2 on Saturday. Dick Howard and Joe Sirianni will be off the show tonight. They will be back next week. And let's now bring in Soccer Sam Fantuzzo to our show. And Sam's appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, over 30 locations in the Rochester area. One number to call, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. Sam, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. And welcome, first of all.
Thank you, Andrew.
Well, I'm going to let you give the announcement. I purposely did not say anything in advance or indicate what was going on, but I want you to tell the listeners what has happened with the Rochester Lancers.
Well, Andrew, on July 3rd, we basically got notice from the New York State Insurance Fund that they were not going to budge on their audit that they gave us last September. Last September, they came to our office. Which they never do. They came to our office to notify us that our $20,000 a year workman's comp rate was going up to $200,000 a year. And so in September, we went to some lawyers, we went to some insurance experts. They told us it's impossible, they can't do that. The 800% increase, it's illegal, rah, rah, rah. So we spent the last 10 months fighting them. And we found out on July 3rd that they win. And we cannot continue with our workman's comp rate being, you know, $200,000. I don't think any company, any small business in America could continue with any line item of their expenses going up $180,000 in one shot for no real apparent reason. So I've decided to cherish the four great years of friends, family, and sponsors, and the amazing fans that we have, and the players, the dancers, and everybody, and let this move on. And you can't fight these guys, and they're out of control.
So as of now, the Rochester Lancers have folded, and it is a very sad day here in Rochester. And first of all, Sam, let me just say this. Thank you, and thank everybody from the Lancers organization. You guys were incredible to work with. You're top of the line professional people, and did everything very, very well. And we're all going to miss you. I think the fans are going to miss you. The league's going to miss you because this team was the best drawing team in the league. And it's just very sad that this had to happen. So first of all, I just want to say that to you and to everybody associated with the franchise.
Thank you, Andrew. You know, I somebody said to me today, you know, can't you get investors and can't you sell more sponsorship? And my attitude is, you know, we probably could. It'd be one thing if I was bringing in David Beckham or Landon Donovan to play on the team, and we had, you know, let's increase our budget by $200,000. But to just give it to an agency that's basically, you know, destroying small businesses to help, you know, other things, I've decided it's just not, I don't feel comfortable with it anymore, and I just can't let that happen. I feel awful for everyone involved, but it was a great, great run, and I think my staff did something really, really special, like you said, and it's time to move on to the next chapter in our lives, and just, you know, and maybe just become fans again. I love the game. I hate the business. And I've said that all along. I love the game. I hate the business. And I don't agree on how our state handles things.
I can go into a lot of comments about New York State. My wife has a business. I have a business. New York State is one of the worst states in the country, if not the worst, to own a business. It's just terrible. But be that as it may, there's been some words on the internet, and not surprising because there's some people who spend all their time just being negative and hateful and bashing. People have said, Sam, off the bat, that this is another publicity stunt, that the team is not really folding, that this is just another way to garner publicity for the team.
Comments. Andrew, I mean, last year people said that, and that was totally untrue. Rich Randall and Doug Miller said, hey, Sam, you don't want to do it anymore. We're going to help you, and they did. Doug created almost a championship team, made the playoffs. Rich increased sponsorship, and they took away a lot of the day-to-day stress. So we continued. But we never, ever foresaw this type of increase. It's the first time ever in the state that any business has had this type of increase in their comp bill of 800%. It's not a publicity stunt. We're done. Somebody else wants to take the team. Somebody else wants to put a team there. Unfortunately, we looked at options like that. If I sold the team to someone or Doug Miller sold it, no matter what, it's based on the history, and now they view indoor soccer as a high-risk business. So the no matter what, it's going to be in the $200,000 range for comp, and that's crazy. It should really be, like, based on normal businesses, it should be like $5,000 or $6,000 a year. At $20,000 that we're paying, it's already at a crazy high rate, but $200,000 is totally robbery. And I'm not going to allow that to happen. And I worked too hard for my money. You know, maybe somebody, a second-generation business guy that mommy and daddy made all their money, they could just spend it, could handle something like that. But I've had to work for every penny that I've earned, and I'm not going to just throw it away to New York State for doing something that they're doing. And it's just not fair, and it's not right.
It's definitely – and unfortunately, what you said, there's no – recompense, there's no alternative. You've tried to fight it, and basically New York State can do what they want, and they can charge whatever they want. There's no authority over the top of New York State that can tell them, no, you can't do this, unless, you know, again, I guess there isn't, because you've gone that route.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it works, Andrew. You hire the New York State Insurance Fund to be your agency, to be your insurance carrier. Well, they hand out claims like they're candy. And then they come back to you and say, hey, now your rate's going up. Well, if you would have not handed out these claims and controlled the claims, these rates wouldn't have gone up. But it's almost like they want to hand out money so they can raise your rate, and that's just how they think. And it's crazy. So now what happens is once they hand out all these claims, you basically have a history, so you go to some other insurance carrier, and they won't cover you because there's a history of claims handed out. So you're in a no-win situation. So we have tried, believe me, 10 months, we have tried every insurance agency company in the country. And the rest of the league doesn't have this issue because they're not playing in New York State. In Syracuse, which is in New York State, the Syracuse Silver Knights, Tommy Tanner basically set up his company a little different than ours and didn't use New York State Insurance Fund to get started, and basically worked with the hospital to handle all their claims and all their x-rays and everything. So they've never really had a rate issue. But what scares me is they're going after all New York State risk teams, like, you know, the Rhinos, the Western New York Flash, the Rattlers, the Nighthawks, all of them are experiencing the same situation. So some of them might be smarter than us and have better attorneys and maybe beat them. Unfortunately, we were unable to.
Well, Kayla Kent has posted the actual bill. For those of you who want to look it up, it's out there on Facebook. And it says basically they cut out the numbers and the account numbers. There won't be any issues there. But it does basically say that the New York State Insurance Fund charge is 799% of the standard premium. The standard premium is $21,645. Then on top of that, they're charging another $172,000, which is more by far than the whole payroll of the Lancers, counting the players and the staff.
Yeah,
and that's insane.
Yeah, and no one's ever seen that, Andrew. I mean, they just pick a number. They say, you know what? You had some claims. You're a high risk. You know, a guy gets might need a knee surgery, and a guy got hit in the head. You know, he might get a slight concussion. So now we're going to just assess 799% increase. That's all. 173 whatever thousand. We're just going to add that onto your policy. I mean, are you kidding me or what? How is that legal? How does that happen in this country? But it does. And after 10 months in crazy legal fees to fight this, I'm throwing in the towel, man. You just can't fight them, Andrew. And it's not healthy to fight them. It wears you out. And I'd rather use that money to help nonprofits and people in Rochester that need some support than just give it to our government that's going to throw it away in another area.
What's going to happen with the players and the staff at this point?
Well, Rich Randall, you know, already left. I mean, I'm not going to say Rich saw the writing on the wall, but I think Rich saw the writing on the wall. I was fighting. Because of my confidence, I thought for sure we'd beat it. Several people told me we weren't going to beat it, but I thought how long we would. I thought we'd get to the right person and we'd beat it. Rich left. Kayla's going to help us in other areas with Salvatore's, and, you know, I think she would turn around any soccer franchise in America. She's so great at what she does. So, you know, her boyfriend plays for us, Marcelo. So I think it all depends on what happens with him. And then the rest, you know, our game day staff, you know, a lot of them work at the arena for other events. And the rest of my staff are, you know, already part of my everyday staff anyway. It was just really Kayla and Rich were really dedicated to strictly, Lancer stuff. So those are the two I was most worried about. And, but I found a role for Kayla if she doesn't latch on to another sports team that could really use her.
And the players, obviously, I guess they're hopefully will sign up with other teams if there is a league. I mean, we don't even know if there's going to be a league next year, considering the number of teams that have already dropped out.
Well, I think there's going to be a league for sure. I think it's just a few teams. You know, Monterey, you know, their issue is different than others. There's going to be a league, and I think a lot of our players, like, you know, Andrew Hoxie right now is in L.A., his girlfriend lives there, so he's going to probably latch on to a West Coast team. I mean, Elliot Fowski's from the Tacoma area. The Tacoma Stars just came back, so it wouldn't surprise if he goes and plays there. I mean, Tanner probably is going to contact any of our local guys that are, you know, that he sees he could fit into his lineup. I think most of the star guys and the guys that don't have their feet, you know, in another area probably could latch onto a team. And that's the part I'm looking forward to in a weird way. And then I told my grandson, you know, he comes to all the games with me, comes to practice with me, he goes on road trips with me. I said, Santino, what we're going to do is on Fridays we'll get on a plane and we'll go and watch the team and we'll follow our favorite Lancer players in whatever city they're playing in. And, you know, it'd be a lot less than the crazy assessment that the New York City Insurance Fund has given us.
You're a good grandfather, Sam.
But, well, you know, Andrew, I just want to be a fan again, and again, I want to thank you and your show and everyone that's supported us for 4 years, but this is no publicity stunt. It wasn't last year publicity stunt. You know, it's just time, though. I don't agree with the soccer business and how it runs, and it's not just the comp. It's a lot of things that we talked about last year. All together, the business side of it sucks, and that's not something I like. So I'm going to become a fan again, eat my popcorn, enjoy the games.
And your pizza.
Yeah, and a pizza too.
Okay. Sam, thank you again for all you've done, and we'll definitely be talking to you down the road, and enjoy your time as a fan. You deserve it.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thanks, Sam. It's Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the former Rochester Lancers owner. And again, if you're just tuning in, the Rochester Lancers officially have folded as of today. And the Rochester will be much worse off for it. Thank you very much, New York State. We'll be back with Brittany Taylor, the captain of the Western New York Flash, next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani. Up and take a bow.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash play the second of their home-and-home series against the Seattle Reign on the road this Saturday night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to WNYFlash.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return the Salem Stadium on Sunday, July 19th, taking on Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Kelly O'Hara and Christine Rampone. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. Don't miss a single World Cup star when they come to Rochester this summer. Half-season Flash ticket packs start at just $50. Go to WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK today to buy your tickets. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Pirlo, Tevez, Pogba, Buffon. Do you want to learn to play like these superstars? This is your opportunity. Italian champions Juventus will host a soccer camp right here in Rochester from July 20th to the 24th. Don't miss this rare chance to train like the pros of the 31-time Serie A titleists. The camp is open to both boys and girls ages 5 to 17, but there are limited spaces available. So register today for the Juventus soccer camp by calling 731-695-9584 or visit abcsportscamps.com/JSC.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The undefeated and first-place Rochester Rhinos return home for a special midweek match this Wednesday at Salem Stadium against FC Montreal at 7.05 p.m. It's a business person special night where club seats to the match are just $15. Then on Saturday, the Rhinos travel to Toronto to face Toronto FC 2 at 3 p.m. If you can't make the trip to Canada, you can watch the match live by visiting rhinosoccer.com. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support the only undefeated soccer team in the U.S. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here, Joe Sirianni. We're back next week, as will Dick Howard. Joining us now is the captain of the Western New York Flash, Brittany Taylor, former U.S. international in her own right. And Brittany's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Flash are in Seattle on Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Back home on Sunday, the 19th of July, against Sky Blue FC at 3 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Get your tickets to see all the World Cup stars at Salem Stadium this summer. 454-KICK. Go to WNYFlash.com. Brittany, thanks for being with us tonight. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's one of those days, like the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. You know, the women win the World Cup championship and the Rochester Lancers fold today. So kind of good and bad news today on a Monday.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But winning the World Cup has been a long journey, and everybody that has been a part of it at some point is glad that it's finally back home.
Well, you wore the U.S. national team jersey yourself. What does it mean for you yourself and players that have worn that jersey to see this group of women win the world championship?
You know, it's been, before 2011, I was fortunate to get the opportunity to compete for, a World Cup roster spot, and I know what it takes and what all these women have put into. As soon as that World Cup was over and Olympics was over the last time around, how much preparation and hard work they've put in to be able to get back. First off, put yourself in a chance to be able to win and have an opportunity to take it back. And, you know, it makes me so proud to say that, I've been able to put on that jersey, and just so, thankful to them for all their dedication, hard work, never giving up. And everybody else behind the scenes that goes into making that opportunity possible for them, and, making little girls' dreams, be able to come true and see it happening in front of them is just great for women's soccer, for our league, and, for all of them.
Here with Brittany Taylor of the Western New York Flash. Flash in action Saturday night in Seattle, taking on the Seattle Reign, featuring U.S. national team stars Hope Solo and Megan Rapinoe. And back home on Sunday the 19th against Sky Blue, they have Kelly O'Hara and Captain Christy Rampone of the United States. Brittany, what does this victory mean for soccer in this country and for the NWSL?
For the country, it's put us back. Arguably over the years, between one and two, and it means so much from women's soccer just in general, because I think that's something, that some people unfortunately aren't as aware of. But youth soccer in this country is one of the biggest things, especially on the girls' side of things. And, I coach on that side of things. To hear all our players talking about it, and when we're at training, and even just us in the NWSL talking about it, and talking about how proud we are to be able to say that we're teammates or have been teammates with them, just puts us on the map. And it, for our league, it's going to publicly be able to show for those people that don't know about us, when the girls go on and the women go on to do their interviews and go on SportsCenter or Good Morning America, all these things, it's going to make people aware that we do have a league, and we are strong and can be and will be the best league in the world, so hopefully that also will attract some more international players to be able to come in as well.
Absolutely. And Seattle Reign tweeted out today that they've broke their record for sales in a 24-hour period. And that's, for, of course, for this Saturday. You guys will be facing Seattle again. And, boy, this past Friday, it's one of the things we love and are frustrated about this sport that we play and we watch and we commentate on. The Flash held Seattle without a shot the entire match during the run of play. The only goal they scored was on a penalty, and you guys were in total domination, but it could only get a 1-1 draw. It's got to be frustrating, but also it has to be good because you guys played much better this time around than the first match against Seattle.
Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, in life and in soccer, you always want to leave a good first impression. And our first impression of this season was a 5-1 defeat against them. So at the end of the day, sometimes that team or other teams, that's the impression that we gave. And clearly we've been able to show and improve each game and be able to show that that's not what we're about and that's not, you know, how our season's going to go. So we just have been working very hard. Every player on our roster has stepped in at some point to be able to make a big impact. And our focus has been making sure we get better and better. And I know there's a lot of us that had that game marked on Friday on our calendar and this coming weekend. Because not that we want to prove a point to Seattle or anybody else, but to ourselves, because we know that we were individually and as a team better than what we showed that first time around. You know, and like I said, every player steps up to the challenge and played to their potential. And then there's, you know, those few that step up above that, and that's what we need to be able to be successful.
Well, Brittany, this summer the Flash are going to be seeing and hosting a lot of these World Cup stars, you know, starting at the 19th with Christy Rampone and Kelly O'Hara. Then Houston comes in, and a lady by the name of Carly Lloyd, who I think is now known by everybody in the United States, will be back in Rochester. Of course, the former Flash player with Morgan Bryan and Megan Klingenberg, another former Flash player, on the 25th. And then Portland will be coming in with Alex Morgan and Christine Sinclair. And then Chicago Red Stars with Julie Johnston and the whole crew there. It's going to be a big summer for the Flash.
Yeah, you know, I think no matter where a team goes this year, they have something still to show. And all those World Cup players should be proud to be able to step back home. And, you know, every city that they go to, they should be able to have a crowd to support them and congratulate them. So no matter where we go, you know, I think that they're deserving of that, and I hope that every city can step up to support them, no matter if my team is home, away, or anything like that. I think it's going to just be an unbelievable environment. I remember back in 2011, and, you know, we didn't win that one, and those games right after it was an unbelievable experience to play in. So hopefully now bring back the cup, that it'll be that much more.
Brittany, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Best of luck to the team in Seattle on Saturday. We'll see you on the 19th against Sky Blue.
Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Brittany. Brittany Taylor from the Western New York Flash. When we come back, we'll speak with one of the stars from the unbeaten Rhinos. Gritty 0-0 tie against Charleston on Friday. Mike Garzy on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash play the second of their home-and-home series against the Seattle Reign on the road this Saturday night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to WNYFlash.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return the Salem Stadium on Sunday, July 19th, taking on Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Kelly O'Hara and Christine Rampone. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. Don't miss a single World Cup star when they come to Rochester this summer. Half-season Flash ticket packs start at just $50. Go to WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK today to buy your tickets. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Pirlo, Tevez, Pogba, Buffon. Do you want to learn to play like these superstars? This is your opportunity. Italian champions Juventus will host a soccer camp right here in Rochester from July 20th to the 24th. Don't miss this rare chance to train like the pros of the 31-time Serie A titleists. The camp is open to both boys and girls ages 5 to 17, but there are limited spaces available. So register today for the Juventus Soccer Camp by calling 731-695-9584 or visit abcsportscamps.com/JSC.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The undefeated and first-place Rochester Rhinos return home for a special midweek match this Wednesday at Salem Stadium against FC Montreal at 7.05 p.m. It's a business person special night where club seats to the match are just $15. Then on Saturday, the Rhinos travel to Toronto to face Toronto FC 2 at 3 p.m. If you can't make the trip to Canada, you can watch the match live by visiting rhinosoccer.com. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support the only undefeated soccer team in the U.S. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here. Joe Siriani will be back next week. And hosting with him will be Joe Giuliano, the voice of the Rochester Rhinos at Western New York Flash, as I'll be off next week. So thanks to Joe for stepping in and helping us out with the show next week. Let's now bring in our next guest from the undefeated Rochester Rhinos, Mike Garzy. Mike's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Wednesday, Rhinos host FC Montreal at 7.05. Business person special night. Club seats are just $15. Get your tickets at 454-KICK or at rhinosoccer.com. Mike, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Mike, first of all, congratulations on the result against Charleston. For those people who don't know, Charleston has not lost a match at home in their last 19 appearances at Blackbaud Stadium. So it's a very tough place to play. And you guys went old school, and I love to see it. You know, when I say that, the Rhinos and yourself and Johnny Mendoza man-marked the top scorer for the Battery, Dane Kelly, out of the match. He didn't hardly get a look at goal. And tell us about that experience and how you prepared to be a man-marker. I don't know if that's something you'd done before or it's something that you have done in the Rhinos training at all.
No, I've actually never man-marked anyone before, so it was a new experience for me coming into the game. But we knew that going in it was going to be hot. We were about to have a midweek game on Wednesday, and we wanted to make sure that we were, weren't expending all of our energy. Obviously, we were focused on Charleston for the game. We knew they were very good at home, and they were a very explosive team. Even when they don't have the ball, they're very good on the counterattack. So we decided to put together a game plan that would hopefully limit their chances going forward while also giving us the best opportunity to score.
Oh, my God. But Coach Bob Lilly was very quiet. By the way, I interviewed him on our podcast, the Coach's Corner, which you can hear at rhinosoccer.com. I'm happy to do that for the Rhinos this year. He didn't give any indication they were going to throw that little wrinkle in there, but it certainly worked. I'm sure that Coach Mike Anhauser didn't expect it. And you got to give Charleston credit, though, Mike. They played great defense, too. It was very few chances in the match, and really not a surprising result given the good defensive play of both teams.
Yeah, you know, it was a hard-fought game. It was a lot more physical than I think we were expecting going into it. But we have to credit Charleston, you know, they limited our chances as well. We knew going into the game that that was our game plan, but they were very smart going forward as well. They weren't giving too much away. They were smart on the ball and made it difficult for us to get our key guys forward and really expose them in the back. So you got to credit them a little bit as well for that.
Just a little bit. They're obviously an excellent team. They're in second place in the Eastern Conference. We'll be seeing them later in the season. So the old adage, Mike, is that if you win at home and you tie on the road, you're going to have a pretty good season. You guys are doing that. The only undefeated team, professional team in the U.S. right now. And does that put any additional pressure on you guys, knowing that you haven't lost a match this season and everybody, including FC Montreal and Toronto FC 2 this week, are going to be gunning for you?
A lot of people have been saying that, and I feel like the guys have really been mentally focused the entire time we've been through this streak. You know, guys aren't really looking at every game like, you know, this is the game that it might happen. We're not looking at it like that. We're just coming in every game, focusing on the team that we're playing and trying to get 3 points every game. And at the end of the day, whether we end the season undefeated or not, that's going to put us in the best position to hopefully have a home playoff spot for the playoffs, which is obviously our ultimate goal going forward, and then hopefully at the end of the season winning it all.
It's been since 2006 when the Rhinos hosted a championship game last, and it was Bob Lilley coaching Vancouver and defeating the Rhinos 3-0 in that championship match. But this Wednesday, it's FC Montreal, a team that we've already played three times. They just won once this year, but it was against Charleston, so you know they have some talent. What do you expect, see anything differently from Montreal, or is it pretty much going to be, you think, the same kind of game plan they're going to have?
I expect to see a very similar setup for Montreal. We played them three times now, so we know the team very well. They do have one win on the season, but you can't look past that. You know, every team in the league is capable of beating you on any given day. We need to approach the game like it's any other team. You know, we know the team very well, obviously, since we played them three times. So I feel like if we stick to a game plan that Coach really gives us and everyone buys into it, you know, we'll hopefully come out with 3 points at the end of the day and then look towards Toronto on the weekend.
Yeah, Toronto's going to be a big game. It's one of their first matches in their new facility, the Ontario Soccer Center in Vaughan, Ontario, which is north of Toronto. They're not playing at BMO Field anymore. And they've got about 10 matches at home coming up. So a team that tied the Rhinos 0-0 in their last encounter. So they certainly have some talent on that team, and they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, you know, when we went for Toronto for their first home game of the season, they really came out and showed that they had the ability to play. They were a lot better than when they were on the road when they played us at home. They have a lot of players that can hurt you in a lot of different ways, so we need to make sure, just like when we were in Charleston, that we're keeping those guys under control. Everyone's connected throughout all 90 minutes, and everyone's heads on a swivel for runs coming through. They're very dangerous through the midfield getting forward, so it's definitely a game that we're looking forward to playing, and hopefully we can get another 3 points on the road and keep the streak going.
Again, the Rhinos in action Wednesday night at St. Louis Stadium, the only Wednesday night game this year. FC Montreal kicks off at 7:05, and then go to rhinosoccer.com for the YouTube feed. The Rhinos taking on Toronto FC 2. It's a 3 p.m. kickoff. If you can't make it up to Canada, or try to make it up to Canada if you can, it's only a three-hour drive up to Toronto to see the Rhinos in action against Toronto FC 2. Mike, thanks very much for being on the show tonight, and we'll see you Wednesday at St. Louis Stadium.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mike. It's Mike Garzy from the Rochester Rhinos on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have the extended U.S. Soccer Report with Mike Lewis. We'll talk about the Women's World Championship, the start of the Gold Cup, and the official signing of Italian legend Andrea Pirlo today by New York City FC here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The undefeated and first place Rochester Rhinos return home for a special midweek match this Wednesday at Salem Stadium against FC Montreal at 7:05 p.m. It's a business person special night where club seats to the match are just $15. Then on Saturday, the Rhinos travel to Toronto to face Toronto FC 2 at 3 p.m. If you can't make the trip to Canada, you can watch the match live by visiting rhinosoccer.com. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support the only undefeated soccer team in the U.S. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo and start planning your retirement today. Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Hapag, New York.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The West and New York Flash play the second of their home-and-home series against the Seattle Reign on the road this Saturday night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to WNYFlash.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return the Salem Stadium on Sunday, July 19th, taking on Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Kelly O'Hara and Christine Rampone. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. Don't miss a single World Cup star when they come to Rochester this summer. Half-season Flash ticket packs start at just $50. Go to WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK today to buy your tickets. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
Our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to TopNotchMonogramming.com. Tell Tony Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll treat you well as they treat every customer well. They are truly top-notch. And now with Michael someplace in cyberspace or some airport somewhere, Michael, obviously it's been a big day for you and a big weekend in Canada, in Vancouver. I guess it's been almost 24 hours now since the U.S. has won the World Cup. Tell us what are you thinking right about now as a reporter seeing the way this all unfolded?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been covering this beautiful game for 40 years. I've seen, I don't know how many thousands of games live in person. That includes 11 World Cups, men's World Cup finals, men's and women's, and I've never seen a final like this where a team goes out, dominates for the first 16 minutes, and the game is essentially done, and a player has that incredible golden touch, as Carly Lloyd did, and just turn things upside down. And it's obviously going to be a game that is going to be remembered by every soccer fan and a lot of non-soccer / sports fans around, not only around the United States and Canada, but the rest of the world as well. It's not a win. It's not a victory. It was a triumph. I always try to use triumph not as much as win and victory, but it was a performance to the ages by Carly Lloyd. She already had etched her name in soccer history by becoming the only player on this planet to score winning goals in back-to-back gold medal matches. Just to play in one is a pretty decent accomplishment. But what she did on Sunday night, hat trick for over 13 minutes in a championship game in the opening 16 minutes, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. One incredible accomplishment, and the words will probably be difficult to describe what she and the rest of the U.S. team accomplished on Sunday.
It is amazing, and if you think about what she accomplished, what Carly has done in the last three of the last four major tournaments, the two Olympic Games and this game yesterday, you got to rank her with the Michael Jordans of the world, the Babe Ruths even. I mean, the what she did in under pressure in the biggest games that you can possibly play as a soccer player. I mean, the only thing I can compare it to was, if you have to go back to 1958 and when Pelé as a 17-year-old dominated the 58 World Cup and single-handedly led Brazil to a championship in Sweden. And the same scoreline of 5-2 in the championship game. I take my hat off to Carly.
And, you know, there are many soccer players who are legends, and even though, I guess because she is still in her prime, she's still doing it. It's difficult to call someone a legend, if you understand what I mean. But that's what, you know, Carly Lloyd has stamped on her resume by the way she played. Interestingly, I know earlier in the tournament you said she went off grid. She didn't, you know, she wasn't checking email. She wasn't talking to didn't want her parents or family or fiance at any of the games. She was, like, so focused. And you might be thinking, what the heck is wrong with this woman? Well, you know, it worked for her beautifully. And I'm not saying it works for everyone. Sometimes I think you need support. But she wanted to do it her way, and she did in so many ways.
Well, I've had the chance to interview her and meet with her in person when she was with the Western New York Flash. And there's very few athletes that I've ever met that are as focused as she is. She knew exactly what she wanted to do in that match. And even she said she had put in her mind that she was going to score four goals. And she could have scored four goals if that one header later in the half had not gone wide. But maybe one of the greatest performances by an athlete. And that let me say two things right here. We already have our winner for goal of the year for next year for FIFA. If that goal that she scored from midfield does not win goal of the year, I'll be stunned. And we already know who the FIFA Women's Player of the Year is going to be. There's no doubt it's got to be Carly Lloyd. I think they can't do anything else.
Score on that play. The fact that she had the vision to notice the goalkeeper is so far out, and she said, I'm going to try something. I am, you know, at that juncture, the U.S. has, what, the 3-0 lead, playing with confidence, literally, for lack of better words, I'll use the cliche, Japan, the Americans had Japan on the ropes, and she had confidence in herself to do it. And the fact that she just attempted it shows, you know, a lot of vision on Carly Lloyd's part. Yes, an incredible goal. We've seen many a player chip a goalkeeper, but never in a World Cup final. Not that I know of.
Well, it was described as Beckham-esque, and I think that's probably the best way you can describe it.
Well, so Michael, why don't we call it Lloyd-esque?
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to try it because Beckham is now retired.
Fair to compare what Beckham has done to what Carly Lloyd did. I don't know if Beckham has ever done anything like that, so I'll call it Carly Lloyd-esque.
Well, he did score a goal like that in a league match once when he was very young, for Manchester United. But anyway, what happens now, Michael, with women's soccer? I mean, the last three times we've had world championships and we had leagues in the United States, the leagues folded right after the World Cup. Hopefully that's not going to happen this time. The players have got to come back, I think, and play for their club teams. I know there's the victory tour on the horizon for the U.S. women, but this is the chance for this league, the NWSL and U.S. soccer, to take advantage of the hype and the popularity and the immediacy of this win and get these girls back on their club teams playing this weekend, even if it's just a token appearance, to get the fans in the stadium for these matches.
Well, it's funny, at the Vancouver airport earlier this morning, I am in Toronto right now, switching, ready to switch flights. I spoke to April Heinrichs, ran into her by pure accident. She's the women's technical director of U.S. Soccer, and we were talking about the NWSL, and she doesn't think it's going to go under after 3 years. I think she said that the U.S. Soccer is supporting it. It just depends on if they can maybe get a couple of high-priced sponsors to help the league survive and thrive. And what I mean by thrive, paying some of these players better salaries as well, too. Easier said than done. The fact that there is a league, it's better than none, but you'd like to see some of these players get compensated, and I'm not talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions, but compensated just to have they could have an apartment by themselves instead of living with a family, living with two or three other players. They deserve that. It reminds me a lot of what happened in the early days of MLS, which still might be happening in MLS, but that's another subject for another time.
Michael, tell us about the atmosphere in the stadium. You know, before the match, when the Kari Lloyd did her thing, and then afterwards, when the U.S. won the championship, and we're parading around and just celebrating.
It's funny. I've covered plenty of international matches in the United States where the U.S. men's team feels like the visiting team because they play Honduras or El Salvador in Washington D.C. and the crowd is pro Central American, et cetera, et cetera. Here we are in a foreign country, and the home team is the American team, ironically, the women's team. I think that says it all. It was electric. Yes, it was the usual USA, USA chants with some Japan chants thrown in once in a while, but it was, if any of your listeners watched, and I got the strange feeling all of your listeners watched yesterday, you could see plenty of red, white, and blue in the stadium. It was just a very, very special day. You know, afterwards, after the team had won, they got out American flags, and a few of the players romped around the stadium. I think Megan Klingenberg, and I'm trying to remember who else did. It's in my notebook, which is buried away right now, but it was a very, very special time. I haven't been to too many, actually the second time in my life I've been to a game where a United States team won a world championship. The other one was in 1999. That was a different atmosphere at the Rose Bowl. Just because you didn't know what was going to happen until the very end. A different type of drama. This time it was just building, and I think people were just hoping, let's get this game over with. Don't give up any too many goal-scoring opportunities or chances, and let's start the celebration. In 1999, it could have gone either way, because we all know that penalty kicks are a crapshoot.
Absolutely. So the Women's World Cup's in the book. We'll see everybody in 4 years in France in 2019. Should be another great tournament. Of course, the Olympics next year in Rio. Well, Michael, it's no rest for the weary. We now switch from the women to the men. The Gold Cup, one of the most important tournaments the U.S. men will play in, and it starts this week. All the great teams from CONCACAF will be playing. The winner of this tournament will play in the Confederations Cup in 2017, just before the World Cup in 2018, which will allegedly be in Russia. We'll see if that really happens, but mm-hmm. It's going to be a great tournament. You got a lot of excellent teams. Of course, Costa Rica has got to be considered a favorite, along with Mexico and the United States. What do you think is going to be the main storylines of the Gold Cup this year?
Whether or not the obvious one, I guess, for American soccer fans is whether or not the U.S. did run the table for two times in a row and win it and not face a playoff against whether it's Mexico, Panama, Costa Rica, or another team that might come out of nowhere, although my gut feeling is it's going to be either the U.S. or Mexico winning the whole thing. Can Mexico play and thrive without Chicharito? He's been hot and cold with the national team. They should be able to win without him. They've lost with him in the past, so they can be very, very unpredictable. We know how volatile the coaching situation can be when Mexico loses in the Gold Cup, particularly to the United States, they get coaches fired.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting tournament. The U.S. will kick off against Honduras tomorrow at 9:30. You can watch it on Fox Sports 1. And the U.S. will also play on Friday. They will take on Haiti at 8:30, again on Fox Sports 1. Michael, the other big news of the day, the official signing, Andrea Pirlo, the great Italian star, going to New York City FC, and he will play immediately, according to what we've been hearing. And he was photographed with Frank Lampard today. It changes the face of that franchise, having two of the best midfielders in the world on the field starting immediately.
Yeah, I think it's really going to help the team, just helping the spine of the team. And we all know that that is the most important part of a team, right up the middle. I think it's going to shore up things and maybe help keep the ball out of dangerous situations for the team's shaky defense. It's funny, I literally found out like 2 minutes before I had to shut down my phone on my flight from Vancouver to Toronto. So I just did a little more reading about it when I got into the airport here. I don't expect him to turn the world upside down, but I think it will obviously make NYCFC a better team. One thing about when you have an extra player like that, I think, what I had mentioned about shoring up the defense, I don't think the team will get into bad situations defensively or as many times as they had. And that's been a major headache with the expansion team this year. I'm not saying they're going to win MLS Cup, but they're certainly going to be an improved side.
They will, and I think every Italian in New York City is going to be packing Yankee Stadium to see one of the greatest players ever to put on the Azzurri jersey playing in their city, along with Frank Lampard, one of the greatest English players, and David Villa, one of the greatest Spanish players. There's certainly no lack of star power in New York City this summer with New York City FC.
Definitely. I would have, I guess in a perfect world, I would have loved to have seen Mr. Pirlo come a little younger, but you take what you can grab when you're MLS. You're not going to get very many players in their prime, but it'll be intriguing to see how well they do bringing in the fans. My gut feeling is would not be surprised if they raise the height of their, when they say, this is our Soccer Pacific attendance of 27,000, would not be surprised if they bring it up to 30, 35,000 on a regular basis beyond New York City derbies with the Red Bulls.
Well, Michael, again, we appreciate you taking time. I know you've been swamped with work, and it's going to be another busy week for you with the Gold Cup, but we appreciate you coming on tonight, and thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Great talking to you again.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and you can check out Michael's columns and writings at BigAppleSoccer.com, and we appreciate all that Michael does for our show, covering all the big events here in the United States, including the Gold Cup that's going to be starting this week here in the U.S. and also up in Toronto. You can check out a couple of matches in Toronto as well. Also, thanks to Soccer Sam Fantuzzo for being on the show and for all he's done for Rochester Soccer, including bringing back the Rochester Lancers. We all wish Sam the best in what he's going to be doing next in soccer and in the pizza business. Also, Mike Garzy from the Rochester Rhinos, Greg Stan, Dave Selinsky, and Pat Erkely as well, and Brittany Taylor from the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons, Mike Cipolla, Janky Maynard as well from the Flash. The Rhinos will be home Wednesday against FC Montreal at 7:05 and in Toronto against Toronto FC 2 on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Western New York Flash will be in Seattle on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then home on Sunday, July 19th against Sky Blue FC. That kicks off at 3 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Call 454-KICK to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo, our regular cast of characters and crew, and everyone who supports our show. We thank all of you and all of our sponsors as well. I'll be off next Monday. Joe Giuliano will be sitting in for me, the voice of the Rochester Rhinos and the Western New York Flash. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.